They say opposites attract, but these days, not so much. Singles are putting it right out there on their dating profiles. Trump haters or Trump supporters need not apply.
This was like a deal breaker for me. If you're a Trump supporter, I'm not even going to consider meeting you for coffee.
To 50-year-old Elizabeth Jagus, it's more than just party politics. It's about core values. She says love cannot conquer all.
If you don't care about a person who says you can grab women by the and that's okay, I don't want to date you if you think that behavior is okay. If that's not a deal breaker for you, then you and I have nothing to talk about.
As another single put it in her profile, red hats need not apply. But those red hats, you know, the ones stamped with Make America Great Again, they've been feeling it too.
Yeah, it's both ways. You know, like a liberal doesn't want to date a Nazi and a Republican doesn't want to date a whiny snowflake. And that's what they're viewing each other as.
It all prompted David Goss to launch TrumpSingles.com, a safe space for Trump supporters who say they're sick of lefties refusing to even give him a shot.
They're just repeating this left echo chamber of, oh, you must be a racist. Oh, you must be a homophobe. Oh, you must be a misogynist. They're judging the people based on who they voted for without actually getting to know them.
Anthropologist Helen Fisher, an advisor to Match.com, says new research from the dating site shows both liberals and conservatives are moving away from center and are likelier now to shun each other, though liberals a little more so. David Goss says his Trump Singles site is up to 35,000 members. There are nearly 50,000 on liberalhearts.com. Joe Goldman became his own first client on maplematch.com, a dating site that helps Americans find Canadians, as Goldman puts it, to save them from Trump.
I can't tell you the sinking feeling I felt. That's not the country I want to live in. So why not consider places that might be more in line with my values, like Canada?
Better than the alternative, Goldman says. According to the new Match.com survey, a growing number of liberals today are simply choosing to not date at all.